Yeah, Steve, given the amount of evidence that we have to comb through and the potentially large victim pool in this case, we've reached out to our federal partners to assist us in this investigation. And, you know, quite frankly, that's what these victims deserve. I can't think of anything more egregious than the violation of trust that one places with their doctor. So we have a whole team of detectives that are working very hard on this case, and what we're trying to do now is analyze all the evidence, put all the pieces together, try to identify which of these patients are affected, and then down the road, those individuals will be contacted by detectives and investigators. I do want to caution everybody, this is going to take a long time. We've got a lot of evidence, no lie, servers and servers worth of data and computer hard drives, and there's a lot of material there for our team to go through. So it is going to take several weeks for us to get to the bottom of this. We did establish a tip line yesterday. That's 410-396-2269. Anyone that feels that that they were a patient of Dr. Levy's, that feels they may be victimized or want to leave their information for investigators, it's an automated tip line. All the information on that line is extremely confidential. The only people that will be accessing it are sworn law enforcement officers that are working specifically on this investigation. And again, once all the evidence is reviewed down the road, then we will start putting the pieces together and contacting affected individuals.
So far, you've found cameras, and can you say where and how extensive the systems were?
I can say that there were multiple cameras. You know, due to the fact that this is still an open criminal investigation, I have to give, I have to be very limited in what I can say just to protect the investigation, and in the event there are, the unlikely event that there are other individuals that may be involved. We just don't know that yet. So we did find multiple cameras. Where they were located, I really can't get into right now. But all of that stuff, all of the equipment, all of the data hardware, all of that's going to be analyzed by our team of investigators.
You're not ruling out accomplices at this point, although you haven't said that there's evidence that that's actually the case.
Correct. And you know, I don't want to give anybody any false expectations. At this point, there's nothing to show us that anyone else is involved, but we're very early on into this investigation. And to be quite frank, if it weren't for the death of Dr. Levy, we wouldn't even be publicly commenting on this case, given the position that we're in right now.
Do you have some ballpark figures to how large the possible victim pool is in this, in terms of his patient load?
I don't. Anything that we have would be absolute speculation or guesses, and we just don't like to do that. We are envisioning that the victim pool is going to be pretty large, given the amount of patients that this individual has seen over the course of his career. And we're going to stop when the data stops. We're not just going to look at the first 1,000 pieces of information. We're going to go all the way until the end. So if that takes us back to the beginning of his career, then so be it. But again, I think these people have a right to know such a true invasion of privacy, and we are the police, right? This is what we do.
Okay. Any indication at this point? Are you or is County looking into his death? Well, the medical examiner is, I guess, at this point, right?
Correct. The criminal death investigation is being handled by Baltimore County. Obviously, Dr. Fowler and his team are handling the autopsy. It is suspected that Dr. Levy took his own life, and we're just waiting for the formal confirmation from the medical examiners and the county. But as far as the actual causes or what led to his death, that's being handled by the county police.
Is there a time you expect that information to come out yet?
We're not really, obviously we'll take it when we get it, but we're not really putting any pressure on the county. And we know what it's like to do these types of investigations, and we work extremely closely with Chief Johnson and his folks.